On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria bereik 'n maksimum van 29 vanmiddag, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg op na 30 grade.
There's a crash on the N1 out Pretoria side. That's northbound at Harsfontein.
Die departement van maatskaplike ontwikkeling sê stel ondersoek in na 'n video op sosiale media waarin kinders alkohol verbruik in die teenwoordigheid van volwassenes. Die departement se woordvoerder Sandy Gotluana sê hulle maak werk daarvan om te verseker dat die skuldiges aanspreeklik gehou word.
Call upon those who've witnessed this incident or have any information regarding where it took place to come forward and report it. The festive season should be a time of love, rest and renewal. However, it is also a period when the risk associated with excessive alcohol consumption and substance abuse increase, particularly among children and young people.
Dan verskuif ons die aandag na Mosambiek, waar daar steeds gesoek word na die liggaam van 'n tiener uit Kreursdorp aan die Gautengse Wesrand. Die owerheid soek nou al 12 dae lank na Rikus Skylander. Hy het vermis geraak nadat hy saam met vriende gaan snorkel het in Ponta de Oor. En die soektog is uitgebrei na Kosibaai en dan ook ander dele van Mosambiek se suidkus. Don Gunden is die familie woordvoerder en vra vir hulp van vakansiegangers.
We're just appealing to the public to be vigilant because I think because of the holiday season as well, it's being temporarily stopped for now because the people that were actively involved have taken a little time off, I think, with their families. But on a daily basis, we have divers that's going out.
En indien jou voertuig deur die Ekurhuleni Metropolisie in beslag geneem is, moet jy wikkel om dit terug te kry. Die diens waarsku dat diegene wie se voertuie staan en stof opgaar, opgevuil gaan word. Volgens die metropolisie moet eienaars die uitstaande beslagleggings en bergingsfooie betaal, is die woordvoerder kolonel Kelebogile Tsepa.
The legislation permits for council to dispose of vehicles after various notifications have been given to these owners. They have been notified by means of registered posts. We have now taken to media and social media, various platforms in essence, just to request that they come and claim what is rightfully theirs.
En indien jy dit vroeër gemis het, die departement van gesondheid sê daar is 1668 babas gebore op Kersdag. Faith Modise het meer.
Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital and Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital in Gauteng recorded the highest number of deliveries with 38 and 35 newborns respectively. The department has urged mothers and families to register newborn babies with the Department of Home Affairs within 30 days of birth because most public hospitals do not offer the service on site. Faith Modise, Jacaranda Newswatch.
Ek smaal nie vir seë meer nuus om 10 of as jy wil gaan meer lees oor die dag se gebeure jacarandafm.com klik op news.
That was a very emotional news bulletin for me. I'm deep inside my feelings right now. So you know, one of the saddest things for me is watching Christmas decorations being taken down. Right? Now, our studios, our building has had all these beautiful, and the guys have come in today, and they're taking down all of the stuff. But while you were reading, they took down the tree. I watched them. If you turn around, you'll see.
Let me see.
Our tree's gone.
Oh, it's gone. The Christmas tree is gone.
The Christmas tree, as you were reading, I'm listening to the news, but no. I'm watching them carry them. Like, I felt like the chicken Titanic. Come back, Jack.
If you stand up, you can still see the little scattered Christmas thing. There's still a snowman.
Oh, anyway, I guess a lot of people are going to be doing that. Generally, when do you take yours down? Like, on the 1st of Jan?
I took mine down yesterday.
Oh, man, you see, it's a sad time of the year.
But it's also weird because you know what? It was such a rushed year. Mm. It almost didn't feel like Christmas.
I know. And then it goes and it comes and goes like the blink of an eye.
Just like that. It's gone.
Anyway, maybe your decorations are still up. Leave them up for a few more days, okay? It's not 2026 yet. New Year's Eve is around the corner, though, and New Year's Eve is going to be awesome. We've got Dion G, right? Mr. Dion Governor, handling business. He's going to be crossing over for us across East Coast Radio and Jacaranda FM. So listen out for the promos. Make sure you tune into the show. We're getting into the final hour. Alex is up at 10. Got some music from Taylor Swift to start the hour.